Yeah,
Okay.
good.
Let's see.
That way, if somebody can't make it, we always could have the ability to, share the recording.
Are you trying to make me a YouTube star or something like that?
Yep. And think about how nice this is tonight with the pending bad weather and the tornadoes like through the area. I mean,
There's a
great
lot of
night for
people,
Zoom.
like tonight's a legislative thing down at the Harrington Fair that I wasn't able to attend anyway, but I would not want to be there in the rain. And I feel bad for all those horses and jockeys. I wonder if they're going to be even, I wonder if they even run in the rain.
I bet they canceled. The weather, the news was showing that they had tornadoes down that part, and they were telling people to seek shelter.
Whoa, really? Wow.
Yeah, so after we're done, I'll figure out how we share the video. Although I would have done my hair if I would have known this is going to go on YouTube, but
Okay.
I'm okay with So I'm thinking that everyone has basically been permitted to join into this. So we just want to try and keep it orderly to basically allow for an explanation of what's being proposed out of the property. And then anyone who's participating can then ask any questions that they have or make any comments that they may have regarding the project. So I'm not 100% Zoom expert, but I've admitted everybody in, and presumably people can raise their hand and then they can be permitted to ask questions or make comments on the plan. I'm thinking that we could probably get started. I first off want to thank Councilman Tackett for organizing this and getting the word out, particularly people in LaGrange who I think might have interest in the project. And thank everybody for coming out. I'm here tonight with Randy Mitchell, who is the owner of the property. We also have our engineer, Tim Anderson from Anderson Civil Engineering, who's also on the call. He perhaps could answer any questions that come up from an engineering perspective. But what I thought I'd do first is just provide a little bit of an overview on the property. The property is located at 2787 Pulaski Highway. Basically, it's 12.9 acres. The front, approximately 3 acres, or actually the whole property right now is zoned commercial under a plan that is not in compliance with the county code. And so what we're seeking to do here, if people have read the notice for the planning board meeting next week, is the county is looking at this as reaffirming that commercial zoning is appropriate for the parcel. The parcel has a long history of being not in compliance with the county code. There was actually a rezoning done back in 2003 that expanded the commercial zoning on this parcel from 3 acres of commercial to essentially the 12.9 acres of commercial. So 3 acres of it is commercial historically, and then back in 2003, the balance was made commercial. And that plan that was approved back at that time was for a outdoor storage facility. At that time, it was rezoned so the owner could bring the property in compliance with the county code, and that ended up never happening in 17 years, or make it 18 years, that never happened. So Mr. Mitchell purchased the property. He's been working with the county lands department and code enforcement for over a year and taking a look at this property as to how it could best be utilized as a commercial property in light of the issues that are out there. And then what I'll be explaining is sort of what exists out there today. There was a storage facility there when my client purchased the property several months ago. And prior to that, even we encouraged the owner with financial penalties to get that property at least cleaned out of vehicles. And unless you actually were back in, you may not have noticed that when settlement occurred, there were still about 100 old RVs, boats, and trailers on the property. Since settlement, we've got the owner and we've worked with the owner to remove everything from the property. So if you go out there today, I think there's one boat way in the back, but up until settlement, there were still 100 RVs, trailers, boats out on the property. The former owner far exceeded the amount of land that he could actually cover with gravel. He pushed that gravel out into environmentally protected areas and violated the code in many different areas. So part of our goal here is to bring this property into compliance, install real stormwater management, and actually complete a plan that hopefully would be approved by Newcastle County. So what you're looking at here in the first slide is a mini storage facility, about 89,000 square feet. The mini storage buildings are only one story. It's not two-story buildings, it's one-story buildings. If you're familiar with the property, there is a house you can see from Pulaski Highway. The two front buildings are just in front of where that house is. You'll be able to see in my next slide how that sits better. But essentially, you're looking at two one-story buildings. You drive through those to get back to the mini storage facility as you work your way towards the rear. On top of the county code violations, this is also a brownfields location. So the brownfields investigation has been completed, and Mr. Mitchell and his environmental team has been going through the process to get that a brownfields approved. This portion of this property was used for the City of Newark landfill. And that portion of the property is primarily in the center of the property and as you go away from the LaGrange community. So they've done extensive testing there to see what is in there. They're not gonna really disturb the landfill, but there is some methane gas potential issues here. And there's gonna have to be a vapor barrier under the mini storage buildings as you start in the middle and go away from LaGrange. I can send the testing out to y'all. Fortunately, the methane gas issues relate to the middle of the property and going away from LaGrange. And in speaking with the environmental engineer today, the testing that was done under the proposed building close to the LaGrange tested zero for methane gas, which is good. Methane gas, as a result of what the landfill had here, is not a danger to the community in any way. What the problem with the methane gas from a landfill like this, and I know Senator Hansen knows this way better than I do, is the potential that the gas builds up under the building, and if some sort of spark ignited in the building, that could cause an explosive situation. But all that will be protected as we go through and complete the brownfields testing. Let's see. This next slide is actually a really good depiction of what we're proposing versus what was happening when this photo was taken. That's a little bit hard to see, but I don't know if you can see this hand, this mark I'm having around here? Is that visible?
Yes, we can see your cursor, okay. The hand.
Okay, so basically what you see here is the gray you see now is the paving, or not, stop, sorry, it's not paving, it's gravel that the current owner put down. So you can see the gravel actually extends beyond our area that would be paved. So of course you see Pulaski Highway, there'd be a proposed entrance that would come in and there'd be a building on the left, the building on the right. The existing house you can see in Pulaski Highway is, I'm pointing to that now. These mini storage buildings behind that are basically parallel to LaGrange, and the LaGrange is to the east where the cursor is now. So we're talking about having five buildings that go across the property here. And then we have outdoor smart parking spaces for storage. The former owner just basically stacked in as much as he could throughout this paved area. When his picture was taken, it stopped at this location, but at times it would go all the way back to the to this whole gravelled in area. Now with this plan, we're pulling back on the gravel area. And the cursor now is going around and showing an area that will actually be a stormwater management area in the future. It will not be paved in gravel, will not be graveled in the future. So essentially we're pulling back on the existing gravel area. We're pulling it back to this line on the plan. Let's see.
Hey, Bill, may I jump in and ask a question?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So where here, and I admit I am terrible with maps and all of that, but where is the entrance to LaGrange here on this map?
To the You're not going to see it on here. It's down Pulaski Highway. It's a pretty nice distance down the road. Actually, I may have a map that might show that. Let's see if I can slide down there or not. Okay, so this is the zoning map in the area. Of course, our parcel is this parcel, the red parcel that goes to the back. This is our parcel, and this is LaGrange here. So what you have on Pulaski Highway is you have our parcel, then you have another 5-acre parcel of commercial, then you have the LaGrange entranceway right here.
Okay, so and I live in LaGrange too, so this is of a special concern to me. So the area, that little square, that's the one where they often get the tall grasses and that was just cut. You're actually going to be to the side of LaGrange.
We're right here.
Yes, okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah. No, please ask any questions and I'll be happy to address that. Yeah, so why we're here though, because you can, our overall site map isn't as clear that essentially our buildings run parallel to LaGrange. Now, while we're looking at this, I want to point out that from the middle of our property back, there is a very heavily wooded area. Like, I can't imagine that anyone who lives in LaGrange is going to see anything in the back of our property because of the heavy woods. If anyone is on this call from LaGrange, I would love their input, because when I was out there recently, it's summertime, so it's very easy for me to say that I couldn't see anybody. I could not see LaGrange in the middle of the property back. Now, I do know in this front area here, which is sort of in the area of where the commercial piece next to us is located, there is a gap where there's really no woods in this area right here. We have engaged Ellen Tracy from Design, et cetera, to develop a landscape plan for this front area so that we provide a screening area between our property and the commercial area, and then further back to screen our one-story buildings from those people in LaGrange that can see it. Because where my cursor is showing right now, there is an open area there, but we're developing a landscape plan now. And I have a plan, but it's sort of the overhead plan that shows where we're planning the landscaping, but we're gonna actually get some depictions of what you would see from the side, which will be better depiction of what will be visible. But we have one story buildings, and we're gonna have landscaping here so that if you're in LaGrange and you have this view shed here, you're gonna see our property, but the buildings are not gonna be very visible because they're gonna be one story, and we're gonna put in the county required opacity, which will protect the residential community from the commercial. So we feel like from the middle back, there's no issue whatsoever because of the heavily wooded area. But from here in, we're going to have a landscape plan that we'll be sharing with all of you to make sure you have that information for your constituents so they can see that we're going to block that one open area there.
Are you removing any of the trees that currently exist?
Yes, there are some trees that will be removed. Let's see here. Along that one building, let me go back to that. There will be some trees that will be removed on our property in this, I think it's about a 65-foot buffer between here and the property line. But we're gonna be doing, where we're removing trees, we're gonna be putting a landscape in there. It's just that some of the trees
interfere with the ability to construct, but our landscape plan looking at right now, it shows a, we're going to put a landscape buffer along the entire building from here to here. It's just that it's heavily wooded in here. We're going to put a landscape buffer from end, I'm looking at the picture, from end to end, there will be landscaping along there. And then, and also in the very near future, I can send to all of you what our building design is going to be look like, because we don't, we're not going to have like an orange typical mini storage siding on that side of the building from here to here. We're not going to have your typical orange mini storage. We're going to make it fit better into the community, and I'll have that there. To the extent anything can be seen, which is probably going to be hard to see, along this property line here and along the side of this building, we're going to be providing some depictions of what that's going to look like.
I have a couple of environmental questions. So you had mentioned that this is going through the Brownfields program. Has DENREC approved a remediation plan yet for that?
This is Randy Mitchell, the owner. So I'm working with Environmental Alliance. The report went in, I think, 2 days ago. So no, they have not. And like with Bill, I believe the report's about 600 pages. And I think that they were out there. I've been working with them. I'm going to say it's been 9 months or so. There's been extensive testing. And it was a former dump site. And there's a lot of building materials that are in the ground that go mainly from 2 feet down to 6 feet. And like what Bill said, it sort of runs from the middle of the property back. So basically behind the existing house towards the rear is this site has got a long history with DENREC. They've known about it forever. It's been on the books, and there was lawsuits and different things that went along with it. It was illegal dumping. There was lack of permits by the city of Newark at the time. So there's plenty that you can find about it.
What is Environmental Alliance proposing as far as the remediation?
So really, from what I understand, Stephanie, the remediation consists of, because of a couple high hits of methane gas, I believe under two of the long thin buildings that run towards the back, they're going to be some sort of vapor barrier. It'll be some sort of system that'll piping system, and they will pay up to like 50%. There's money in the brownfields. The recommendation is that it would need to be under, six of these. So under two of the six, is there six? I think the six. My eyes are so bad. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Six, yes.
Yeah, so under two of the six. I also believe they're not going to allow soil to be removed off of the site when we're doing construction. I don't think that they, and when I'm digging in the trash, we're going to be sifting through. I'm going to have some concrete piers. So I've done some work on that. It's obviously going to cost more to construct what we're doing. But as far as like the use that we're doing, it's very much in line with what Mr. Scarfo did, but he was doing it illegally. Like Bill said, the plan that he got approved in 03, he never went and got DLDOT approval. He never implemented the stormwater. He had no utilities. He just didn't implement any of the plan, but he was running it as a storage facility. He had at one time between 100 and 150 different vehicles, mainly RVs and boats. At the same time, he also had mini storage on it. He was doing pods. They were erecting the pods. They had them on. They were also erecting pods and taking them off and delivering them to people at their driveways. So Mr. Scarfo ran a storage business basically illegally here for, I believe it was the last 18 years. And like Bill said, he, you know, they capped this landfill with clean fill. And then what Mr. Scarfo claimed is that a gas company was running gas along Route 40 and they needed to park their vehicles, and he allowed them to park on this property. And for that, they went and put the gravel over the clean fill dirt years ago. And that's how the gravel ended up, according to Mr. Scarfo, all the way in the back. And they obviously, they went into the riparian buffer. They didn't go very far into it, but they went into it. So but this plan would rectify that. Obviously, we'd remove the gravel, create the right stormwater. But back to your environmental question, the report only went in 2 days ago, and obviously they're going to have to concur, hopefully, with their recommendations, and I think it has to be advertised. And so I think we're still, you know, months away from having a plan of action.
So you aren't impacting any other riparian riparian buffers, any wetlands, anything like that? Are you going to need any kind of variances or anything from the Board of Adjustment?
None. And I'm just, so you know, Stephanie and Mr. Tackett and everybody, that, you know, I've done a lot of work down in the Route 40 area for years. And Mark Handler and I did the mini storage Atlantic up across from Fox Run Shopping Center. So that was our project. So if any of the residents need to know sort of what this is going to look like, they can go right up there and look. I've had the same builder that's going to construct this. It's the same designer. We built over 100,000 square feet there. We had it 98% filled when we sold it 3 years ago. Same outfit that bought all Jerry Heisler's now owns that. But so I know what I'm doing with the mini storage. We've done it before. There's a need for it here. There's already been storage here. There's definitely a need. And it's actually the best fit for this property that the county has had 18 years of issues, and everybody at the county knows it. I was asked by several people to step in here, and I just did the Cascades right up the street. So I've worked in this area. Lennar's now under construction with the Cascades. I spent 5 years getting that approved, and it's probably four or five properties towards Maryland. It's 117 lot subdivision, but it has all the same stuff here. It has the blue line stream. It's the same blue line stream. I dealt with all these issues previously. So, I know what I'm doing here, and we're just correcting, what this prior landowner has done here. And basically, I didn't really even think I was going to have to do any of this because I was keeping the use the same. The problem is, obviously, my use was a lot, he didn't have enough storage. So mine's obviously a lot more storage, but it was the same concept. He did storage, it was outside storage. I kept it the same. And honestly, the dump back there, you've got to be very careful what you're putting on top of there. It can't be too heavy, okay? And that's another consideration of why this is the best use for it, because these are single story, they're very light loads. I've had GTA doing all kinds of testing. This site's had more testing in the last 6 months than any site you know of. I've had, we know what we have to do to construct it. And you just can't, you couldn't put residential back in here. It nobody would want to live over that in the first place. But secondly, just the loads. You need a light loaded building. and this is what this is. So it meets a need, absolutely a need. It'll be done. I'll do it the right way. We have a track record of doing it. They can go right up the street and look what we did. And we did that starting in 2001. And I think our last building was completed there in probably 2015. We kept building more and more, but I anticipate doing this in a couple phases. I'd like to start out probably doing, you know, maybe 40,000 square feet, filling that up, and then doing the rest.
Is this a rezoning, Bill?
Well, that's what's a little bit confusing when you read the, it's not technically a rezoning. What it is according to the notice, the way the county published this, or publishing this as a
reaffirmation.
Yeah, they said here, the first thing they're saying, because there's an approved record plan right now, the notice talks about the county shall require that all subsequent land development plans to a previously approved preliminary zoning plan be in general conformity with that plan. And I talked to the county. I said, well, we're not in general conformity with the approved plan because the original plan didn't have any mini storage buildings. They had pods, but not buildings. And since we're doing square footage, we go to the next part of the notice, and it basically says, the ordinance that they're considering to reconfirm the rezoning of 9.971 acres. The way I'm interpreting it, this is basically, you know, we need to meet the standards for a rezoning, even though they're calling it a reconfirming of a rezoning, because it is currently zoned commercial, but because our plan is different than the plan that was approved in 2003, we need to still show, reconfirm that commercial is appropriate. And that's why I wanted to point out that one issue with this property is that it does go pretty far back into non-commercial areas when you look at the adjacent parcels. But as you can see, the back end of our parcel goes back pretty far into the green residential zone. But what I wanted to point out is that there's 350 feet of that in the rear of that that's not going to be touched. And we can certainly de-restrict that in its environmentally protected areas anyway. So when you take off the 350 feet in the back of the pink parcel, which is our parcel going back, we're not touching that anyway. And as Randy just explained, and as the environmental investigation has gone on, Denrec has said to us three things about the approval of the brownfields here. One is you can't use the groundwater. Two is you can't disturb the landfill area, leave that undisturbed except for putting in pilings to hold up the mini storage. But number three is to restrict this parcel to commercial use. So they don't want residential use on this parcel. They want to be commercial use, people in and out. They don't want people living over a landfill. So our presentation to the planning board next week will be, we're here to reconfirm commercial use, but in reconfirming commercial use, we want to show the planning board why this should be commercially zoned. This is the comp plan for this area. The red box is our parcel. The blue on the comp plan is the commercial zone properties. I think our comp plan is a little bit hard to figure out. I think our zoning plan is better, but our whole parcel is shown on the comp plan as being commercial. And you can see, of course, People's Plaza here and Stonegate Plaza here. And this is obviously Route 40, Pulaski Highway. And this is all the commercial property in this stretch. If you take out our 350 feet and really effectively draw the line in this area here, that brings us more in line with the commercial on Pulaski Highway. But as I indicated, we have heavily wooded areas to the rear of our property. So any of the red area, commercial zoning that goes past a more consistent line of red along Route 40 is heavily buffered by woods that no one's going to see what's going on back there as far as any sort of storage use because it's heavily wooded.
Well, I think something that that people might be interested in, though, is lighting. So if you're going to be removing any of the trees or removing trees and then replacing them with something, but it's going to be smaller, particularly as you're going to be backing up kind of to those homes along LaGrange, as you can see there, I think their concern is going to be commercial lighting. Are you going to have lights? Are they going to be directional lights? Can the trees be bigger? Can you pull it, you know, put more buffering there? That I think is going to be a concern of theirs, and any kind of noise. So, you know, what are the hours of operation? Are people going to be coming and going, you know, at 11 o'clock at night or, you know, 7:30 in the morning or something as well? And where are you going to be locating any dumpsters someplace? Like, are you, that sort of thing, lighting, noise, traffic. So are you able to talk about those things?
Well, I can definitely talk about the traffic, and these things are such low traffic generators. Our peak hour trips are like 15. So it's a very low traffic generator. I mean, Randy has, like, what is the experience of people coming in and out of these, and what?
They're very sporadic. They you don't see many people. And Stephanie, right in front of LaGrange that abuts us, the 5 acres, that was just sold, and that was part of LaGrange. So LaGrange is going to be, those people living in LaGrange, they're going to be looking at the commercial in front of them that's on their property that was just sold and see them way, way better than they're going to see our buildings here. And, you know, we'll certainly keep the lighting away from them. And
you're going to have that whole building along the property line that's going to almost be a wall, effectively a wall here. But there's some traffic that would go around that. But once you get to this point, that's where the landscaping is very thick in this area here. I don't think people will see it, but we certainly will make sure the lighting is directed towards our property and not at all towards LaGrange. Sure. That should be easily manageable to basically have the lighting not directed at LaGrange. We can do that. These are all one-story buildings, and most of the traffic that is happening is going to be within the project and will not impact LaGrange at all.
There's some. So to just so you know, there is no utilities to this site as right now. There hasn't been. So I'm going to be bringing the water 12-inch main from across Route 40. It's on the other side in front of the Kohl's. So, you know, like Bill said, the front, I think it's more than 3 acres, is always been zoned commercial and can be pretty heavy commercial. It could be fast food restaurants. It could be anything. So this use that we're proposing here has far less people coming in and out, and will have far less impact on LaGrange than probably any use you'll ever be able to think of. So that really shouldn't be a concern at all, really. And, you know, I have the alternative to build, you know, 3-story with the same amount of square footage on the front, and they would really see that. Didn't want to do that. The front's 3 acres doesn't have limitations. It wasn't part of the landfill. It's good ground to build on. But
is there a dumpster somewhere on this kind of project? I don't even know.
With just a normal dumpster that would be up in the front. And we can put that away from everybody. We can find a good spot for it and enclose that. I wouldn't leave that out. And, you know, yes, there would probably be one associated with the office. But again, it's not a big office. You very seldom have more than one person coming in to rent a unit at any one time. You might have a couple, but it's just, you know, sporadically. The times aren't crazy coming in and out, and, you know, there'll be, you know, gates and just like what you would have at any other mini storage facility.
Bill, can you go back to one of the original photos that shows what it looks like now so I can get a sense for the landscaping that's currently there? And then let's talk about, like, how far away, how much landscaping, you know, is there between what's there now and like the backyards of the homes that are there? I'm having, it's hard to see.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's going to be much.
Just to piggyback on the senator here real quickly, what I was sent from land use is pretty clear that this is a rezoning. It's not a reaffirming that of the commercial zoning that's there. So it will take a poll vote, from council, just like a regular rezoning or regular zoning would have to take place. So I don't know. I've already sent an email asking, to clarify that. And also back on the lighting, I think the senator, was referring to some of the lighting in the parking lot, but is this like most self-storage that would be 24 hours so cars could come in? So you could get cars circling through the parking lot that lights could shine into LaGrange?
I don't see how any car lights could. I think if you walked out there and you went and looked at LaGrange, I'm not even sure you can see much of any of this from LaGrange. And if you can, there's a few units towards the front of LaGrange. And again, I think it'd be hard pressed for them to look over here and see anything. They're going to be those people are going to be looking at the back of, I think it's two or three commercial buildings in front of them. I don't think they can see this very well. We are taking some woods down that we need to because of grading, but there's it's heavily wooded. And yes, where our existing house is, there isn't woods like Bill said. So that's where we'll be providing some landscaping. But as far as headlights pointing up at units in LaGrange, LaGrange sits higher up. And I don't think any headlights would hit any building. And it's really hard to see a building through there. I mean, I think if you go out there now we put up some fences here, but you certainly have my permission to go out. You can get through the fence and take a look, but.
Well, so, but just remember though, it is summer, so it is heavily foliage through there, but in the wintertime, it could be bare.
Right.
And if I can jump in, I've had my hand up here, but if I could jump in, that was my question is, I know that you're saying that, you really can't see anything, but in terms of foliage, there's a big difference. I live in LaGrange, sure. I live in the townhouses, and I have, I'm looking out my backyard, and I have a line of trees out here. I can't see anything right now, but in the wintertime, I can very clearly see beyond that. So there could be a very big difference. So are you talking about they won't be able to see anything when there's foliage up, or are you talking about year round? Because that could be a big difference.
Well, I guess what I would say, can anybody, this guy's been there doing similar stuff. These RVs are pretty tall, right? These aren't really tall buildings. I'm not sure. Does anybody see this site? Do you know of it? I mean, this guy's had 150 vehicles there for the last 18 years. I don't know. Has anybody said?
As I have driven through LaGrange, yes, I absolutely have been able to see those when it is not full foliage. So yes, I absolutely have been able to see those.
Okay, well then maybe you're able to see the building. So if you could see the RVs, you probably can see the buildings.
And that's not in line with what you were just saying. So that's a little troublesome to me.
Okay,
I was out there the other day and I could not see a thing. Now, I totally understand what you're saying about the fall, but I think that it's fair, even when we look at this overhead shot, the amount of woods from here, from the parking area to our property line is very, very thick. I mean, to me, that seems impossible. I'm certainly agreeing that over here, there's a visibility issue. As you get to the first building will block all visibility because all the activity is going to happen inside of that. So effectively a wall. We have a landscape plan, which is, we need to get the size shot of it, like a rendering. Right now, it's just a one dimensional, which is not so helpful. So we'll send that to all of you that shows along this way. And then there's going to be a wooded area here. But we'll actually, what we're going to send to all of you is a three-dimensional depiction along this building, what this building looks like here. So if anyone does see it, you know, what they would see. And then we'll look at this area in here in the back, because this is heavy woods. If I was more skilled, I took a bunch of pictures out there from what we see going the other direction. And of course it was daytime, but we could not see a thing. But we're happy to look at, you know, alternative ways to block things. If there's a travel path here or something like that, you know, we could look at putting a fence there along that side or something. So, I mean, if that's what we need to do to block that on that side, we're looking to dress this up a little bit here, obviously, in this area. So we can send you our ideas of what we think will take care of any issues when it's not the, certainly when in the wintertime, if there's an issue there, but right now, I know there's not an issue.
I would like to see the lighting plan and the landscape plan to see kind of the area in the back. You know, I don't see the whole lot of concern there, because like you said, there's a lot of wooded areas, and that's the way that it's going to stay. And I don't know that there's a lot of concern with that. It's more that the area up front where some of the trees are going to be taken down, and we know that there's going to be lighting, and particularly when there isn't foliage on, foliage blocking that, what's it going to look like to the community, and kind of how vigorous is the landscape plan in that area?
I think I just want to make sure I have everybody's email address. I know I could probably grab them online for the senator representative. We have Councilman Takis. I'm just wondering how we can get any other key email. So we're hoping to have some depictions of the buildings today, which we don't quite have yet, but we should have them next week so you can see exactly what we're talking about.
Representative Morrison, does LaGrange have a Facebook page that you could post it to once you get the information? That would be the way to get it to the community.
We do. I mean, one thing I'll say, and then I have another question. One thing I'll say is, you know, there's a lot of I don't think and I think here, and that is a little bit troubling to me when we're talking about the lighting, when we're talking about what they're going to see, when we're talking about all those things. So I hear a lot of I think, that's a little troublesome to me, because once this is up and done, it's no longer an I think situation. So if you are going to have headlights coming into people's homes and things like that, we're no longer at an I think point. With that being said, and forgive, you know, the fact that, you know, this is my first term in office. So in terms of next steps, are there going to be hearings? And I don't know if Councilman Tackett can address this, but, you know, what are the next steps in terms of this, and how can LaGrange residents hear more about this and have their voices heard?
Well, because it is considered a rezoning of sorts, there is a lengthy public hearing process. Essentially, the next step is the planning board meeting, where the planning board takes comments and public comments, and that's scheduled for next Tuesday. The planning board makes a recommendation to county council on the zoning aspect of this, which would then take place within 30 to 60 days after the planning board. So there's basically those hearings, and then there's a later hearing where the county will give final approval to this plan if it goes through the process in the normal course. In addition to that, and we're happy to have a Zoom call, or I know that we're getting out of the pandemic now, and we're happy to meet with the neighbors and show them the details as we're going through the process. But it's not an expedient process, and there are several public hearings that take place before we get this plan approved for sure. And we can certainly, like I said, have a public meeting with the community, because sometimes that's easier to talk with people directly affected rather than
a
more general meeting where that's not really the focus of the general meeting.
Yeah, I'd very much like to have that. So how do we go about setting that up? Is that something I can work with you on?
Well, myself and Councilman Tackett, he's got a lot of good contact information. But if you live in LaGrange, then you might have a good database for that too.
We contacted the Grange too. We may have some participants on. I'm not sure. There's a couple other people here, but my aide had sent the board the information about tonight and all of our contacts that we had in LaGrange prior to tonight. So I'm not sure how many, you know, may be on or not, but Eric, you're exactly right. I mean, you live in there, you have a vested interest.
I mean, we can schedule something a couple of weeks out and we'll have more information, more specific information to talk about the buffers and get like a 3D architectural and landscape so you can see. I think, well, let's just present what we have. So why don't we schedule it out a couple of weeks, and we're happy to work with you to set that up and make it available to the community to see exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, I would like that. I mean, I'm happy. Hey, I live here. I need some exercise. I'm happy to walk around the neighborhood and stick flyers indoors. That's fine for me too.
And I think you could, as Randy mentioned, you could walk over there. I was there the other day. There's a car parked in there. It says beware of dogs, but is there anyone living there right now?
No, the house is vacant. You'll see a car there. The previous owner, he said he's going to get it out in about 10 days, but there is no one living there, and I own it, and you have permission to go in, and you know.
She can go there safely and not feel like you're in the middle of a horror movie, because I felt like I was walking into like Friday the 13th a little bit, walking back in there. But yeah, you can, I mean, that way you can see what we're talking about when we're on the property looking out.
Yeah.
So when is the best time frame then, once we'll have a pretty clear picture of what the plan would be, but before final decisions are made, what's the best time frame to have that meeting for LaGrange residents?
Literally a couple of weeks. We'll be ready by then. Have Ellen do that and have your builder do something. I think we can probably discuss something by the end of August.
By the end of the month. Okay. By the end of August. Okay.
Yeah, I think we want to do it sooner or later too. Let's see. Let me just look at, I know I'm going to be away the week of August 9th to 13th, but we could try and go for the week of the 16th or 23rd. Are we going to be around, Randy?
Yeah, I can. Bill, did you speak? You're scheduled to be at the planning board?
I'm sorry?
Bill, are you scheduled to be at the planning board, did you say?
Oh, yeah, the planning board next Tuesday, right.
Okay, because that's going to be a very pivotal meeting, Eric, as the planning board, there'll only be one meeting with the planning board. And that's also a public meeting where the public would have an opportunity to come and voice, and the planning board will only make one recommendation. So if they, you know, do proceed with their meeting, you know, inadvertently, depending on who shows up or doesn't show up, you know, land use, you know, at their business meeting, and that's not a public meeting. The business meeting, planning board will make a joint recommendation to council with land use.
Yeah. Dave, I'll touch base with you offline about the best time to plan this for. Is that okay?
Yeah. And actually, like I said, and we can chat about, but if they're headed next Tuesday, there should be a yellow sign up at the front of the property with that date. But with heading next Tuesday, we can still do a public meeting because the vote's going to come before me. So if people got concerns, we can correct a lot of stuff before then. But if they miss the planning board, that's not, you know, immensely important, but that is one of the public meetings that would be important.
I mean, the best time for a public meeting is going to be Monday.
If you're trying to get it
today's
before
Thursday, you know.
Yeah.
I know.
Or maybe do a walk, you know, walk board, like poster board display on sometime this weekend. If there's someplace nearby that you could, do you have a clubhouse? Do you have anything like that at LaGrange?
No.
Where do you hold your meetings?
That is a good question. We've been doing them by Zoom. I admit I have not attended them until I've been an elected official. And we had some issues anyway, getting an HOA even up and running. So.
Eric, I think you guys have some sandwich signs. Don't you have sandwich signs that you use within the community for different events?
I don't think I've ever seen a sandwich sign.
I'll reach out and then I'll get back to you. See if I can locate that.
Or maybe just another Zoom like this. But I mean, do we have folks from LaGrange here on the call? I mean, I'm looking, I just see 7 participants down the bottom. So I can't tell if there are attendees other than us that are here on the call. Do we know?
And Val, you could check quickly how many emails you used to send out this meeting notice in LaGrange. You could probably let us know that also. That could probably help Eric.
But if I'm hearing correctly, what we're saying is the really important meeting for folks from LaGrange to attend would be the one on Tuesday. I'm sorry?
Yes, Tuesday.
Okay.
That's the only public meeting before the council meeting.
Okay.
One Tuesday would be the land use committee meeting, and that would be public. And then the following Tuesday would be the council meeting where we would, unless there was a reason, we would vote on the plan.
But the planning board's going to make their decision and give that decision to county council, and county council gives great weight to the decision of the planning board. So that's why it's important, you know, Tuesday is an important day.
Yeah. Yep. I'll touch base with you offline, Dave.
Okay. Val can work on getting us that number too. So, Bill, are the 7 people that Stephanie and I and probably everybody can see at the bottom, are they able to participate in the meeting? Or are they just listening?
Well, they are. I'm trying to see if I can see. That's me. We three, Tim, our engineer, then Dee Flynn is out there.
Dave, we have about 140 contacts in LaGrange. We don't have emails for every single one of them, but we do have emails for the Civic Association and the LaGrange HOA board.
So they all received notices for tonight's meeting. So.
Can you tell, Val, other than us 7 participants that are on here, are there any other attendees?
This is not my meeting. This came out of Mr. Redunda's office, so I don't have access to that.
Okay, Bill, are you able to tell? Are there attendees other than the 7 participants?
There was one person named Dee Flynn, but that's the only person who's not one of us, you know, other than Councilman Tackett, his assistant, us and our engineer. So there's one person who I clicked on there to allow that person to speak, and I'm not getting a response, so I don't know.
Having over 100 emails in LaGrange, it's kind of, you know, alarming that nobody would have shown up tonight. And Eric's here as elected official, not as one of the email recipients. So. All right, well, Eric can check. He can check, and him and I will catch up too, but he can check.
You know, I tried to get one other person on, but I couldn't. They're not responding, so I'm not sure who that is. Oh, well, I see. Okay. So Dee Flynn just indicated, I'm just a Glasgow resident. I live in Frenchtown Woods up the street. I was curious about the land development there. Thank you, Dee Flynn.
Thank you.
Of anybody from LaGrange.
Yeah.
Not Eric, but Eric's the representative. So. Okay.
Okay, so what we're going to do then is we're going to put together this other information ASAP, get that to you so you have that. We're happy to coordinate with you all, whatever meetings you want to have. Then we do have the planning board Tuesday, but then we have the planning board has a business meeting a couple weeks later which of course is not open. It's open to the public, but no further comments can be made. And then the latest committee meeting, and then council votes on the rezoning aspect of it. And then we go into the next phase of the approval process where it goes back to council eventually. But at that point, I think it's pretty much approvable if it meets all the requirements. So the next really key vote is the planning board and then council's vote based on that. And that's all will take place in the next 6 weeks.
All right. Well, I mean, my request is please beef up as much as you possibly can the landscaping and that section that's closest to LaGrange. Don't worry as much because that area that's heavily wooded now towards the back of the property, it's that part that's right up next to LaGrange near that first building to the east, to the bottom of the page, that one. And directional lighting, please, so that it's not every direction, you know, on the property, near the property line. Instead, it's directionally so that it doesn't shine into people's windows, because Eric and I will get phone calls if it shines, and then it's a problem to have to go back and try and fix that.
We'll do that with the lighting. Absolutely. And that's where we did put a lot of landscape, but you'd better to have a board and have a green picture. But you could show that. Can they see that?
That's not part of this. I can email you. I'll email you guys a copy of the landscape plan that shows it's one dimensional. We'll try and get a three dimensional so you can actually see what it looks like up against the building. But I think that'll help. Although I know Stephanie's seen a lot of landscape plans, so it's Councilman Tackett, but they're circles and dots, and it's not really exact. Unless you've seen them and understand them, that doesn't help a whole lot. But there are a lot of dots, a lot of circles, is all I can say. And I won't be happy to send it out to all of you.
If I could add about the landscape plan, that preliminary landscape plan that Bill's referring to, it's a 0.5 opacity buffer yard, and it includes a solid fence running all the way along the property. So that should really help with, and then also, as Bill had explained, the building that runs parallel and closest to the property line of LaGrange, only the back, and I think that was probably already made clear, but only the back of that building, no overhead doors or anything like that, or activity associated with the access into the overhead doors would be visible from LaGrange.
What are your thoughts on the solid fence, Bill?
I mean, are you anticipating it?
What was that?
How high will the fence be, Bill?
Oh, I think it would be
the height on that.
I think it would be 6 feet.
You would limit it to 6 because you know you can go higher on commercial.
We'll discuss that with our landscape architects. Our preliminary plan was prepared by a landscape architect, so we'll certainly discuss that with her and see what ideas she has, and we'll share that suggestion with her.
Okay. And Senator Hansen had asked you about DENREC and the approvals. So by the time you head to the planning board and as you finish up at council, do you think you'll have those reports done and the responses back from DENREC at that point? No?
I don't. Knowing DENREC and having done brownfields for as long as I have, no, they're not going to get her. I mean, have you heard otherwise?
Senator Hansen would know. If anyone on this call, she would know best.
She would know. That's why I'm supporting her in anything environmental to deal with this.
but what they've said that Environmental Alliance is proposing sounds like what I would expect. No groundwater withdrawal, commercial use only, no moving of the soil outside of the property lines. I mean, that seems to be, and any kind of methane system, any kind of methane system you're going to put in, isn't going to affect what they want to build. They, because they're going to, it's going to be a covered expense for the brownfield program. I would just note that, as I'm sure that Tim and others already know, that building on top of a landfill, as you know, is problematic. Things shift, things settle, things crack. I had many projects where folks wanted to build on top of a landfill, and some did. And you have to use all sorts of reinforced material, even for parking lots, because you'll find that parking lots will start to go like this after a short period of time.
That could be a problem, because certainly, you know, the whole brownfield issue, you know, the pollutants and the remediation, you know, that's going to be a, you know, a vital conversation piece for this parcel.
Yeah, I would add about the structures. We have worked out a strategy for supporting the structures on the landfill, that it's economical and in accordance with our review by our geotechnical engineer, they think it will be very robust as well.
Well, thank you. I think I have my questions answered at this point. It's really kind of up to Representative Morrison and how you would like to get the word out to the community, or although it sounds like the word has already been sent out to the community. There just wasn't, I suspect a lot of people thought, well, wait a second, there's already storage going on there. So that maybe they weren't quite as concerned about this particular plan.
Yeah, I just checked out the Facebook page and I see that Bob, and I know Bob from here in the community, he put out there on July 15th about this. I can touch base. I also know the head of the HOA, so I can touch base with him and try to get kind of a list of emails. I think that would probably be the most helpful.
Thank you all for your time. We'll definitely update all of you on things as we move forward and make sure you have the latest plans and depictions that we get put together probably in the next couple of days.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for holding this.
Thank you for setting this up, Councilman.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Well, have a good night, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.